We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to the program, which a recent poll described as not at all the sort of thing we enjoy in Poland. I'm going to introduce the two teams to you. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. The rules of this game are so simple that it's pretty well certain that you'll lose us halfway through the program, but let's go on anyway to the first round, which is called Word for Word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first and so on. The other team may challenge and try and prove a connection. You'll understand it in a week or two. Now, the first... Barry, I want you to start, and your word is word.
Gazebo.
I've had a challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
That's a word.
We'll put that one to the audience. What do you think? Yeah, no, they don't agree. Maybe, well, they don't know it. Carry on, Barry and Graham.
In that case, they're cheating if it's not a word. I agree with you, Hunt. You're the chairman.
The good point.
Eric and Ernie have got them, and now he's out to
Tim
one.
It's terrible. Tim leads by 1-0. Now, Barry, you can start with anything.
Trowel. House.
That's pathetic. We'll let it go.
Pick.
What did you say?
Pick. Microphone. Lettuce. Glass. Rubber. Hydrofoil.
A challenge there from Tim Brooke Taylor again.
Yes, we all know the expression, lettuce, watch them in rubber, on the, through the glass, on a hydrofoil.
I think yes, you win that one. And it goes over to you, Tim, to start, and your word is sex.
Sloth.
Challenge there from Barry Cryer.
I think the connection between sex and sloth is just... I mean, I'm not going to pry, I'm not going to point it out. But I think the audience, knowing Tim, knowing sloths and knowing sex, would draw their own conclusions, and I wouldn't be indelicate enough to pursue this any further, really. But I think we'll all agree it's a legitimate challenge.
But, yes, I agree, but don't let's pursue it. Willie, you start off.
Now, what I was just thinking then actually did have a lot to do with the last word. So I challenged myself, thereby gaining a point, but I shall... tremolo.
Collywobbles.
Greenhouse.
Fairy.
Map.
Goose.
Sweat.
I felt I should have challenged him, quite frankly. Loom.
Police.
Spendthrift.
Manhole.
Perversion.
Crumpet.
Grand Garden challenge.
He said spendthrift.
Quite right, yes, you win that one.
A lot of people need to.
You take it up now with the word
family
corn.
Show. What?
The word corn.
Corn. Program.
Challenge there by Tim Brooke Taylor, disallowed.
Excellent.
Right on.
Oh, what?
You carry on there. Envelope.
Doom.
Sprig. Twice.
Challenge there from Willie Rush.
The well-known song Sprig will be a little late this year, which is a misprint. Must Sung Twice by Dame Clara Butt at the opening of Crystal Palace.
Absolutely right, yes.
Oh, God.
And that with that, you win that round.
Thank you.
Move on to the next one.
What a travesty.
I introduce the game that we play at the end of the programme so that the teams have time to think of silly names for people arriving at the Taylor's Ball. The Taylor's Ball. Start thinking, teams. Meanwhile, we go on to the Blues round, which everybody knows backwards by now. Each team gives the other a topic for a blues, and they have to improvise it, accompanied on the trombone by Colin Sell. And we're going to start with Graham and Barry. Will you give a theme to Tim and Willie?
The Princess Anne Blues.
One woke up this morning. One was feeling a little hoarse.
One got out of bed on the wrong side, which made Mark a little cross.
One landed on a photographer at the water jump and said,
"You," which I must admit is extremely coarse. Give me Morse.
Yes, you get some marks for that. And now, Tim, will you give the other team their theme, please?
Yes, we've got the Poultry Farmer's Blues.
Woke up this morning, and then I drove off down a lonely country track. I ran over a cockerel that was standing there. I cried out, "Oh, alas, and alack!" Shabby. So I told the farmer's wife, "I'd like to replace your cockerel." She said, "Please yourself, the hands around the bag."
Oh. Oh, that's great.
Live judging from the audience response, that puts you well ahead, Barry and Graham. And we go on to the next round, which is good news and bad news. In this round, one team has to announce a piece of good news, and the others have to provide the accompanying bad news. We then go back to the first team, who say the good news, and then the other team to do the bad news, and then we go back to the other team who do the good news. And if it lasts as long as that, I shall press my buzzer. So anyway, we're going to start now with anybody who has any good news, please.
Yeah, I've got some good news. This is the last program in this series of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
Here's the bad news. The BBC wants another series.
The good news, they don't want it for 25 years.
The bad news, they're recording it next week.
And the good news is with a new cast.
The bad news, they're all Nicholas Parsons.
Right, can anybody else come up with some good news?
I've got some good news. Any minute now, Hump is going to play Bad Penny Blues.
Bad news, he's going to play it on his teeth.
Good news is he's left them at home.
Bad news, he's borrowing some from a lady in the second row.
All right, then.
That one cancels out all the scores so far, so we start again from scratch. And the next round we have is called Sounds Peculiar. And we play a sound effect, and each of you in turn have to identify it. And I shall give you marks for the nearest identification to the correct answer. Now, that I don't have the correct answer, you're likely to score almost anything. Now, Barry, here's your sound effect.
An understandable reaction.
You've had time to consider it now.
Ralph Reader's Digest.
Okay, to demonstrate that, can we have the sound effect once again?
Right, Windy Woggle, actually.
Willie Rushton, the Aussie's coming up next, and it sounds like this.
Oh, dear.
How about that one, Willie?
That is, that's Esther Williams discovering a red under the waterbed.
Esther Williams.
We're just, I'd like to, for the benefit of
don't
the
you
audience,
have a snorkel?
Yes. Esther Williams doesn't know.
Can we check on that and hear it again?
Oh, he was right.
Yeah, that's exactly. That scream anyway.
He was indeed, so that puts Willie ahead. Now, Graham,
thank you.
Here's yours.
Words fail me. Sounded like a tired and emotional Scotsman mistakenly trying to get a tune out of his sporran.
Absolutely.
Or out of Esther Williams.
Trying to get Esther Williams.
Tune out of Esther Williams.
That is absolutely correct. And to demonstrate
Esther Williams out of his sporran.
Let's hear it again.
That's your Williams.
Okay, Graham, you're ahead now. And Tim, here's your sound effect.
Oh, I remember this. Margaret Thatcher laying a foundation stone.
For your mark, can you give me the exact year?
It's still going on.
Yes, I can. Oh, good, fine. Well, you get your mark. And we go on to the next round, which is the old familiar round, tag wrestling. In this round, I give each team the payoff of a story, and I shall then start one of you off telling a story to fit your punchline, and the other team have another punchline to which they have to work. And whenever I feel like it, I shall press this buzzer, and the member from the opposite team will have to take up the story and make towards their punchline. I'm going to start by giving you, Barry and Graham, your punchline, and it's this. "And that," cried the Home Secretary, adjusting his bra, "is how to stuff a ferret."
All from today's papers.
You got that one down?
Is that part of the thing as well? Oh, no.
"Is how to
stuff a ferret."
Stuff a ferret.
Sorry,
you got that one down.
You got the operative verb there.
Tim and Willie, here's yours. "Back in the rice pudding, the two nuns sadly dismantled the truss."
Oh, you've been reading my mail.
We're going to start with Graham Garden on this one. Graham, you have to start the story and head for your punchline.
The hallowed corridors of Westminster echoed to the sound of the high heels of the Home Secretary as he hurried from the cabinet meeting to an emergency sitting in the lower house.
Willie.
Oh. In the distance, he could hear the nuns' chorus echoing down the great corridors of power. And he could smell on the air that enticing smell of a stale tapioca, or was it possibly his favorite, the pudding made from rice? Round the corner came a brace of...
But the job of the moment was uppermost in his thoughts, so thrusting all these from his mind, he hurried towards the ferret enclosure of the House of Commons. For today, he had, in fact, to stuff a ferret on a morn...
Stuff a ferret what?
I'm not telling you that.
Well, as he didn't know what he was doing, he felt so depressed.
No, I didn't know what he was doing.
He felt so depressed and shot himself.
At that moment, wafting through the air to these two nuns, which we mentioned earlier, was the rice pudding mixture. as they walked down Westminster Abbey, they thought themselves...
Well, they said, well, we'll certainly never go back there again. Meanwhile, the House of Commons was abuzz with rumours that the Home Secretary had shot himself and missed. This news was only drowned by the raucous screams from the kitchen staff who were shouting, rice pudding's off today! And you'll never see it in these parts again, they cried. The Home Secretary...
Never believe a word you read in the papers, said Sister Latrus to the other nun, standing under the weight of the enormous rice pudding. At that moment, Sister Latrus, unfortunately, at christening, the priest had a speech defect and she was meant to be called Beatrice, but in fact, it was Beatrice. Sister Latrus began to fall apart.
At this point, she hurried back to the Little Sisters of the Hernia and and was never heard of again in this story. The Home Secretary, meanwhile, had reached the ferret enclosure. The whole house was assembled for the Maundy Thursday ceremony of stuffing a ferret. The development this year was that the Home Secretary was in drag, as we've already established, but this puffin
was never revealed to the public. By a strange coincidence, on the other side of the world, another Sister of the Trust was waking up one morning to the smell of rice pudding. Strangely enough, at that moment, in came two nuns. Oh.
False conviction, false conviction.
A lot of it. Do I have to go on? Oh, thank you.
Sister of the Trust, immediately sensing the other two nuns were after her pudding, concealed this tasty dessert in a small mammal which was skittering past at the time. Was it a weasel? Deaf to the buzzers going around her, picked up this call like a ferret it was. The cry of the ferret. A sort of tooth noise.
Rice pudding, says Sister Latrus to the warder.
And out of nowhere, she suddenly said, back in the rice pudding, the two nuns suddenly dismantled the truck.
Robbie! Robbie!
And that puts
violence
well
ahead out on the terraces.
That puts you in an almost unassailable position, Tim, then, till after the program, at any rate. And,
and there he shall remain.
We go on now with a tune, with a round call, Words of One Song to Tune of Another. And I want each team to sing the words of one song, guess what, to the tune of another. And Colin Sell is going to accompany at the piano. Colin Sell, incidentally, is leading at the present time. It remains to be seen how he works out on this round. Graham Darden, you're going to start this one. I want you to sing the words of the old folks at home to the tune of the Toreador song.
Way down upon the Swanee River, how far away, there's where me heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay all up and down. The old creation, sadly I roam, the
we're looking for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.
Timbrook Taylor, your turn now, and your words are the words of What Do We Do With a Drunken Sailor, to the tune of the T for Two Cha-Cha.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do without a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Early in the morning, cha-cha-cha. Ooh! Hooray! And up she rises. Hoo! Hooray! And up she rises. Hoo! Hooray! And up she rises. Early in the morning, cha-cha-cha. Soaking with the hosepipe until he is sober. Soaking with the hosepipe altogether until he is sober. Soaking with the hosepipe until he is sober. Early in the morning, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. And up she rises. Hooray! And up she rises. Hooray! And up she rises. Early in the morning, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Incidentally, I've no doubt that you're all playing this game at home.
Good game, good game.
Good game.
Barry Cryer, I'd like you to sing, well, I wouldn't like, but I'm in this room. Your words are the words of Pop Goes the Weasel to the tune of the British Grenadier.
I'd like the audience to march to this one.
Pound of tarpany rice and half a pound of treacle. That's the way the money goes. Ha ha ha, goes the weasel, cha cha cha. Up and down the city road, in and out the eagle. That's the way the money goes. Up, up goes the weasel.
Right, Willie Rushton now. Yours takes up a sort of sentimental note now. The words of My Melancholy Baby to the tune of Dixon of Dockery.
Evening sun, come to me, my melancholy bay. Hey, hey, bee, cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish, fancy baby. You know, dear, though I'm in love with you, every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey, dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy. To arrest that man.
Clearly enunciated, Diction of Doc Green.
Thank you.
Yeah, one mark for Barry there. I'll add up the score later on, but meanwhile, let's go on to the last round, which is the point in the programme where the teams give their announcements for the arrivals at the Taylor's Ball.
Will you welcome, over there, look at them lurking, lurking by the French windows, Mr. Runts and his wife, Runts.
Please, will you welcome from Ireland, the mix, Mrs. Lean and Cotton, and their son, Terry Lean and Cotton mix, and his friend, Polyester.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Skirt and their children, Minnie and Maxie.
Just behind them, sharing a sandwich and a joke, Mr. and Mrs. Pinstripe and their dog, Toothcheck.
Summon up your entire felicitous approbation for none other than Mr. and Mrs. Dressed and their daughter, Natalie Dressed.
You're welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor and their son, Timbrook.
C
The 50 shilling tailor.
Oh, it's gone up.
All the way from Russia. The Varishes, all of them. Mr. and Mrs. Inside Leg. And their little son toddling in. Bless him. Look at him. Now for Yuri Inside Leg. Not worth the trip.
But just behind them.
Oh, yes.
None other than Mr. and Mrs. Hurry-Elastic.
Oh, yes.
And their son, Nick Hurry-Elastic.
That's the sort of stuff you like.
Let's your zip fasteners. As here come two fabled rowdies, Jimmy Savile Row,
Row
and Brian Cuff.
Oh, that must be that trendy pair, Mr. and Mrs. Open, with their stylish daughter with her hand warmer, who we all know affectionately as Muff Lizer Open.
Will you welcome, please? They'll only be here for a short time. Glad Rags and Leo Tard. Oh, they've gone.
And all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, welcome Mr. and Mrs. Combinations and their wee lad, Wally Combinations.
Ladies and gentlemen, in response to pleading looks from the teams, I have to tell you that we've come...
Humphrey, they're brushing past you. I do apologise on their behalf. Mr. and Mrs. Jacket and their well-endowed daughter, double-breasted Dinah Jacket.
And their man, Tiller.
Ladies and gentlemen...
And not to be ignored, the Welsh farming community, Mr. and Mrs. Rees, and their son, the muck spreader, Dunga Rees.
On that high note, let me tell you that you'll all be wanting to know the score, and it's been a very tough contest, but they won. And so from all of us here, until next time, goodbye now.
Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Simon Brett. ¶¶